The sacking of Barry Cowan, today's decision on whether or not to reopen the pubs, and a proposal to raise the pension age to 69 are some of the stories on your front pages this morning. All of today's papers in the Republic, apart from the Irish Daily Star, lead with Micheál Martin's sacking of Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan over the ongoing controversy surrounding his drink driving ban in 2016. Although none of today's commentators offers any insights into what exactly happened in the 7 hours between when the Taoiseach was standing by his minister yesterday afternoon and when he announced that he was sacking him, there's much analysis of how the incident reflects on the new government. Night of the Long Knives as Martin steps up to the plate and shows steel is the headline over Miriam Lord's Doyle sketch in the Irish Times. In his piece in the Irish Independent, meanwhile, under the headline, Sacking Means Coalition's Rocky Start Has Just Got Even Worse, Fionnán Sheehan assesses that the failure of Martin, along with Fine Gael and the Green Party, to address this matter quicker does not reflect well on this administration. D-Day for pubs, that's the lead headline in The Star, which reports on tonight's cabinet meeting, which will decide whether or not the pubs can reopen from next week. And The Times and Independent also carry front page reports on this story this morning. For its lead story, The Irish News quotes Professor Gabriel Scally's assertion that allowing tourists into Ireland from hotspot countries such as the US could cause a spike in COVID-19 cases. More lives were lost in East Belfast than in any other part of Northern Ireland during the first spike of the virus. That's according to the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph, which analyses the towns and cities which were worst hit by the pandemic. Work until you're 69 to qualify for state pension. That's a headline on the front of The Independent. And the Times also runs with a front page report on that recommendation, which is to be published today in a report from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. And The Independent also devotes its lead editorial today to proposals to raise the pension age. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers report on an incident on Wednesday in which four teenage girls escaped serious injury after becoming trapped in a barn in West Belfast, which had been set alight by a group of youths. Extensive coverage is also given to a court case in which the landlord of a nightclub premises on Baggot Street in Dublin requested that his tenant should forfeit her tenancy because she had used the premises as a brothel and for staging sadomasochistic practices. The 2-year jail sentence given to 50-year-old Michael Riley for a raid road incident on the Malahide Road in Dublin in 2017 is also reported on in most of today's papers. And a plan to build a replica of a 50-foot-high mausoleum, which was originally erected in 1690 but was destroyed by Kerry County Council more than 60 years ago, is carried on the back of today's Examiner, as is a story about a renewable energy project run by a consortium in UCC which aims to convert wind to hydrogen. And that story also generates an editorial in today's paper under the headline, Answer Blowing in the Wind. The Star has a nice picture story today about Ireland's oldest councillor, Ian McGarvey, from Remelton in County Donegal, who celebrated his 90th birthday yesterday. And finally, former Love Island and Dancing on Ice contestant Maura Higgins is pictured on the front of today's Mirror, since a new television show, which sees her taking on an extreme obstacle course in a bid to get fit, goes to air tonight on ITV2. The show is named after her favourite catchphrase, "You're joking me," and we're told that since appearing on Love Island, the Longford native has also signed up for a lucrative contract with Ann Summers and has racked up 2.8 million followers on Instagram.